It's the Poets Who Destroy the Old Order of Mechanical Consciousness, July 6, 2021, by John Rappaport. The greatest sum is no sum at all. It isn't the addition of facts or numbers. There are mythic qualities in existence that come from us, myths greater than machines, and in order to give voice to the myths we need to go where poets go. We need to go there badly. For our own sake, we have to put that peculiar precision that splits a tiny particle into smaller and smaller pieces on the shelf. The magician awakes. These days, people are rightly concerned about spying, snooping, tracking, hacking, profiling. The battle of privacy versus intrusion. The systems that look at other systems. What kind of language is involved in computer spying and counter-spying and protection? You don't have to be an expert to see it's the language of the machine. It's delineated in fine, very fine, and extra fine shavings of detail. The Trojan horse is now algorithmic. The people who enter and work in that universe are committed to a meticulous process of move and countermove. Programs above other programs. Look-ins which are processing the strategies of other look-ins. The past, present, and future of language is involved. A civilization, to a significant extent, rides on what happens to words, not as detached entities, but as the expression of what we invent ourselves to be. It does not need that a poem should be long. Every word was once a poem. Ralph Waldo Emerson. If freedom is placed in a modern context of privacy versus no privacy, the war is going to embroil us in a language of the machine. We're going to touch that language, rub up against it in one way or another, use it, oppose some piece of it with another piece of it. Children are going to grow up learning it and swimming in it and its effects. In that way, the creeks and streams and rivers and oceans of machine interaction are going to power human thinking. It is difficult to get the news from poems, yet men die miserably every day for lack of what is found there. William Carlos Williams. Here's a strange example. People will take a paragraph out of an author's novel, extract every key word, and track down their possible references, and then try to reconstitute the paragraph as if it were lines of secret code. They'll rebuild it by welding together those references. Because mathematics consists of symbol manipulation, and the symbols have very specific and tight meanings, there is a growing tendency to assume all language works this way. It doesn't. Poetry doesn't. But the poet, who was already on the far edge of credibility, is reintroduced as a symbol maker, a mathematician slipping a coded revolution into the matrix. That might make an entertaining science fiction novel, but it has nothing to do with the energy or intent of a poem. Poets may be unearthing hidden treasure, but the spoils of their war are everything mathematics isn't. Every great poet destroys the old order. It's for the reader to discover and see that, if he can.